Hey, Owen. Yeah, just as you join us, the clock is ticking out at the time added on here. When you left us last, it was 1:14-7, and nothing has changed since then. Owen, but, you know, we're knowing that the 2 points are safely in the bag. They have just been keeping possession and working the ball. McCool's, in fairness, have kept trying to work that goal opportunity. And of course, you lost, but Oisin Gallum, he had one shot saved there from a tight angle, but it was all little too late. To say Ethan Harkin has been the main man, hitting 8 points here for Gidoor today with a top class performance. And interestingly, the start of the game after the great game last week, the pressure came on him a small, but he actually handed the free taking duties to Dahi Roberts of Gidoor. Keeper at one stage, but he stepped up and hit the next one, and since then Harkin hasn't missed. You know, he's been hitting points from different angles, from play and from free, and he has been the main man for Gidoor. And I suppose Oisin Gallum, if there's a more dangerous forward in Donegal in club football, I haven't seen him. Of course, at a bad injury, missed most of the season with Donegal, so he's very fresh coming into this championship. He has been carrying the fight throughout for McCool's. Now, 2 seasons ago, McCool's come down here, and I think a lot of people thought this would be closer today because they rattled Gidoor. In fact, led as time closed in that game. Gidoor just coming out the top by a point in that game, and Gidoor that day, you know, were fancied to win Donegal, and McCool's really putting it up to them. So I think a lot of people thought today, particularly after McCool's draw with St Michael's and a good victory last week, thought that maybe with Gidoor missing a lot of numbers here, that they could come and make a mark, but anything could be further from the truth, and say only for Gidoor's willfulness in front of goals, they could have been a lot more ahead, and the double figures for wide. They had 2 good goal chances that they didn't take in that second half, and there's a ref it's Gidoor. We won this match quite easily. Owen, there was a late score chipped in there for them. This leaves it 1:15-7, and as I say, it could have been a lot more on the scoreboard for Gidoor. Possession, of course, is the key to these games, and Gidoor's extra power out in the middle and running ability was to the fore today, and really McCool's never really stood a chance in this game. They needed to get a goal in that second half. They had a couple of half attempts launched in around the box. They just couldn't get that 3-pointer. It might have given something. And as Gidoor bossing the game in possession, and in the second half, once they knew they had that 5-6-point lead, they started to control the game and just wait for the spaces to open and ran out easy victors in the end. So that's 3 wins out of 3 for the home side here. Gidoor, Trevor Alcorn, of course, is saying at the top of the show, it's been a tough season from so far between injuries and players missing, and I think one of our star forwards, Eamon McCollum, immigrating there just a couple of weeks ago. So listen here, Trevor will be very pleased with that. I say Niall Freel, captain, come on the pitch. He had a bad injury there. He came on same time today, as did Darrell Wheel. So that's positive for Gidoor going into the draw, which will be commencing very shortly. Over for the Coons, they have a draw and a 1 under the belt. So it remains to be seen now for this last round of games who is paired with who. And Owen, I will give you a bit of an update from that when the draw is done. But from Maher Gallum here today, I leave you with Gidoor. Easy winners here. 1:15 7 points.